Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for July 23rd, 2025. So let's just say mortgage rates are flat today, folks, because now they're up 0.01%. That's exactly what they went down yesterday. So what's going on in the economic news today that's actually triggering the markets? Well, we have some fantastic news on the equity markets. If you go across here, it looks like a Cinderella story there, folks. But if you go over to the housing market, not so good. Housing prices, they actually keep increasing, but the number of sales, they fall off a cliff. So we're going to talk about how bad the housing market is right now and how all this economic news will be affecting these things over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report actually twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. That's what you have to understand. So we're going to talk about today is, well, why the markets really didn't move over here, but the why they really moved over through here. So what we saw in today, there's some good news on the tariff front. So that's pushing equities higher and higher and higher. But we did have some bad news when it comes to real estate, not with rates, but over through here. Number of home sales are plummeting, folks. And it was a little bit worse than I thought, but the nice thing here still is, and because the lock-in effect is home prices, they're still hitting record highs. This is great news if you're a homeowner. If you're a home buyer, it's a little tough market out there, folks, and there's not a lot of homes for sale. That's what's causing the transactions really to not be there. But if you really dive into the details, let's look into these details that I highlighted. And here's what I want you to focus in on. And you also have to realize, what is your market doing? Because your market is probably much different than what my market is. So this is just general information. Just take it for what it's worth. But how is your market reacting? It might not be anything like this, or it might be dead on. So let's look at what the nation's doing right now. So the supply keeps continuing to gain with 1.53 million for sale at the end of June. That's an increase of 15.9% year over year and represents a 4.7-month supply. Well, what do we know if you've been in the real estate market for a long time or the business? 6 months is usually the equilibrium. You can see that right through here. A 6-month supply is considered balanced. So we're still, let's say, undersupply. Okay, and that's what's holding back a lot of people. Medium home prices, they're up 2%. And this is where I'm wrong as well. I've been telling you folks that home prices were going to be flat. So I got it wrong. So I've been wrong on this front, but it's if you're a current homeowner, you're probably going like this. If you're not, you're probably saying, Dan, come on, help me out, buddy. But again, it's going to be what your local area is doing, because you have markets like Nashville, maybe Austin, Dallas, Orlando, Miami, parts of California that you might be getting deals. People might be cutting their prices. But in the general part of the nation, it's basically flat to up maybe 5%. And that's the truth of what's going on. There was a caption today that I just read, and one of the big reasons why there's a lock-in effect, or maybe even why investors, real estate investors, are having a tough time with the real estate market. Let's see if it's captioned through here and I can highlight that. If it's not, I'll give you a little tidbit of what they were talking about. They said, commercial investors are having a tough time competing with, and there was kind of a question mark there. Here, home sales drop as prices hit there. Let's see what else is there. But really what the lock-in effect was, what they were saying is a lot of people are getting frustrated with putting their house on the market. So they're like, okay, I got a low rate. If I can manage a down payment on the next house, well, I'll just rent out this house, cash flow it, and then move it to the next house. And I'd be honest to say, that's probably half of the borrowers that we're working with, and I have family members looking to do the same thing. So I'm going to have to give that some validity there. So let's get over to the markets here. The bond market today was down 13 ticks right through here. If you follow my channel on a daily basis, that means mortgage rates are going up. 13 ticks isn't much. That's why you really didn't get much of a change in mortgage rates there. But there is some news. Let's get over to this news on CNBC. There is some light at the end of this tunnel. This person is saying home prices or the housing market might stabilize in 2026 and gives us his feedback on that. So let's get over to this interview on CNBC, see what he has to say on this, and I'll give you my feedback on this as soon as we come back. Let me get the volume up so you can hear it. So let's take it away.
Home builders raising the roof after beating earnings estimates. The home builder ETF coming off the best day since 22, of course, Horton and Pulte both jumping double digits. But earlier this hour, we did get existing homes, and we saw a big miss, down 2.7 month on month in the month of June. Joining us here at Post 9 is UBS Home Builders analyst John Lavallo. It's great to have you back, John. Welcome.
Thanks,
Mark. Were you taken by, we were trying to figure out yesterday if this was about incentives working or just people moving on with their lives. at these rates. What happened yesterday?
I think it's a few things, right? I think consumer confidence is beginning to improve, which will potentially bring potential buyers off of the sidelines, which is a very good thing. But just as importantly, investor sentiment is starting to improve. And I think that there's a view that this quarter will represent the last cut for the home builders. And I think as we move into 2026, there's growing optimism that the housing market is actually going to improve. And so it's a combination of that and positioning that drove the move.
So not necessarily hopes for a relief in rates, for example.
We're not forecasting that at all. In fact, I don't think we need it. I think what we need is stabilization in rates. With this volatility, it's very difficult for the home builders to plan a business. It's very difficult for consumers to make a decision on, you know, the biggest purchase of their lives.
Right. So are they doing anything tactically regarding the makeup of a house or square footage or the amount of yard you get, anything like that that will entice buyers?
I think the builders have been very creative and very reactive and responsible in how they're handling the market. They're building smaller footprints, fewer SKUs, if you will, so fewer floor plans, which just makes the build process much more efficient. And they're doing it in smaller footprints that are more affordable. And on top of that, offering financing incentives for the buyers that's helping to kind of solve for that affordability equation.
We, of course, keep watching. I think, what's lumber up for the year? 30?
20 to 30.
Is that manageable?
We're still in the 420, 425. It's in a very decent range. And interestingly, stick and brick costs, so labor and material costs for the home builders, are actually down on a year-over-year basis by low single digits. So again, the builders have been very efficient and very productive in the way they're managing the business.
Okay, I want to show you one piece of this, and they brought up, or I think it, one piece of this, he was bringing up lumber prices. So I want to show you what lumber prices did. So again, you can't always judge a book by its cover. So if you just go and say, well, lumber prices, they're up, okay, over one, well, let's just say year to date. If you went 1 year, if you saw from here to here, you'd be, wow, that's a big move. Well, again, then go back to a 5-year chart. Oh, okay, we're down pretty much. And let's go to a 10-year chart. Whoa, we're not all that bad. So you can see, you know, we're down to here. Where was it here? 1,300. So 1,500, now we're at, you know, where is it now? 620. And I think this might be a live report. It might be live right now, but this is basically where it is. So we're at a fraction of where we were during the big housing boom that we experienced. So that's that part of it. But really, based on the economic news that we got so far, let me see if this thing refreshed. Well, let's get over to this. I can give you the economic news right through here because we have that caption up in this section through here. So the breaking news that we had today so far was basically,
what about this idea that
right
the
through
president
here, on the housing existing home sales right through here. They expected 4 million sales. It came in at 3.93, a miss there. There was a revision on the previous one of from 4.03 to 4.04. This might get revised to 3, maybe 4. So, that I'll say it was a little bit of a surprise. I didn't think we'd go below the 4 million mark, but we did. And that's what we saw there. Existing home sales minus 2.75%. That's a bigger shock than I thought. But again, I think I would have to agree with this young man. A lot of people are just sitting on the sidelines and waiting for, if rates get to 6.5% or 6%, you're going to see a flood back into the housing market, believe it or not. You might not believe me, but I've been kind of predicting this market all along. If you go back to my videos from 2021, 22, I've been saying we're going to be in a range of about 6.5% to 7% in rates, and I see a completely stagnant housing market. And that's basically what the nation has seen over the last few years. So stay tuned. Check out my videos. I don't try to come out here and wow you and FOMO on you have to buy a home. I just want to provide you the factual information so you have my word from now on. I'm not going to be on one side of the fence or another when it comes to home values, and I try not to be that way. I try to only provide you with the facts behind what I provide you. If the markets are crashing in some areas, I'd be more than happy to tell you and say, folks, avoid those areas. But I don't really see that in certain markets, and the markets that are seeing that setback, mostly everybody knows about. So let's check and see what is coming down the pike tomorrow. So on tomorrow's news, which is Thursday, we're going to have building permits. And then now we're starting to get some jobs reports. We're going to get initial jobless claims, how many people got laid off for the first time, and then continued jobless claims. Are they getting able to get jobs back? So that's the focus we're going to look at tomorrow. And the main reason for all this, folks, is The Federal Reserve's meeting in 6 days. What are they going to do? Well, let's go down and see if this changed at all. When you're scrolling down through here, you can go to the CME FedWatch tool. And right now, there is a 97% chance the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything. They're not going to cut rates or they're not going to raise rates. They're just going to stay put. Now, there is over a 60% chance. This is the highest it's been since, well, basically when we've been watching this, of a rate cut in September. But as you know, last September, remember, Federal Reserve cut rates 0.5%, the largest cut in probably decades. And mortgage rates spiked. So pay attention to my channel every day so you can understand why mortgage rates are doing what they're doing. So if you want to really follow me, figure out what's going on and what I do for a living, folks, just go over to the rate update. My name is Dan Friel. Like I said, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'd love to work with you if you're looking to buy or refinance a home. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and I'd love to put my experience to work for you guys. Here's the cool thing about this is, you might say, Dan, are you in the areas that I serve? Well, yep, like I said, I'm federally licensed, so if you're watching this video, most likely I can help you. Now you're saying, okay, Dan, do you have the programs? Are you competitive on your rates? Well, here's what we do. We have a system where I call it's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. You want to find out more about that? Check out the video we just did. It was a live event this afternoon. Check it out because we did actually live pricing right on the web. And what we do is explain to you, we are a lender. We are loan officers. We will work with you during this whole entire process, but we can help you is on that rate and those fees. What we do is we search the country, over 33 different lenders, to use their rates, their programs, as well as ours, to be able to offer those programs to you. So let's say another bank that we're associated with has a lower rate than I do today. Well, I can use their rates and their programs to offer that to you. So just if you want to check out to find out more about how all this works, go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you want to call in to figure out, okay, what exactly do you guys do? You can give us a call right through here. A lot of people are using this button right here. Ask Dan. Just go and ask Dan. Ask any question you want. If you would, leave your phone number, contact information, whatever you want, and I'll make sure I get back with you either with an email, a call, or even a video to kind of break down what exactly you're looking for. If you're looking to buy a house right now, folks, scroll down right here. We have a program up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. If you're looking to buy, you got to check this out. So don't miss it because it's basically free money where there's no lien on your property and there's no payback. So check it out. Thanks for watching, folks. I hope you have a great afternoon. Stay cool out there because in Chicago we have a heat advisory coming on. But I'll be back tomorrow morning to let you know how all this shakes up for another day. Take care. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.